After discussing school closures for years in Boston, three Boston public schools are now slated to close. The proposal is part of a 10-year master plan for dealing with aging school buildings and the shrinking school population. WBUR's Kerry Young joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, Bob.
So which schools are closing and why?
Well, there are two high schools on the list for this proposal, and that's West Roxbury Academy and the Urban Science Academy. They're both on the West Roxbury campus. And BPS officials say that's really for safety reasons. We've been told they all actually almost didn't reopen these schools for this year, but did manage to make some emergency repairs. Interim Superintendent Laura Peril told reporters yesterday that those repairs won't hold up past this school year, though, so that decision was made to shut these schools down. The other school that officials are proposing to shut down is the McCormick Middle School in Dorchester, and that is slated to happen after next school year, so the summer of 2020. That would be for a very different reason, though, and that's actually more directly in line with the goals of this 10-year master building plan that you mentioned, also known as Build BPS Phase 2. District officials are trying to phase out the use of middle schools in general, and they say they've seen declining enrollment in those schools, about 1,800 kids, the loss in the last 6 years.
Now, as I understand it, staff and parents at these schools just found out yesterday. What's the early response so far?
Well, shutting down a school is never easy on a community of students who go there, and district officials did hold some community meetings last night to tell parents. So I haven't heard yet from a family that will be directly impacted, but I did speak with Kevin Murray. He's from a parent group in the district called Quest, or Quality Education for Every Student. He managed to see a leaked letter to parents sort of notifying them about this move. And, you know, it was telling them that they would be taking extreme care to make sure that students' well-being would be taken care of during this transition. But Murray says, you know, really that to him, he says, is kind of boilerplate from every statement from the school when there has been a school closing. And in his mind, it's never been done correctly. I did also speak with officials from the Boston Teachers Union. I spoke with Jessica Tang, who is the president there. She echoes concerns about how hard closures are on a community. She does welcome the idea of new facilities, but she says her membership is really concerned about whether this plan will actually create better opportunities for students.
We know many of the teachers feel that more attention needs to be paid to what current students will gain or lose as a part of the initial plans that we have seen or any plans moving forward.
Kerry, what about money in this? Does this save the Boston School District any money? Is that a factor?
Well, these closures are actually not supposed to save the district money. While the two West Roxbury schools will be shutting down, that site will actually be prioritized to get a new 7 through 12 high school. And the McCormick building is supposed to be repurposed. And the construction plans for Build BPS Phase 2 are also pretty significant. It's supposed to be a $1 billion investment in the district, and it includes about a dozen major projects that would be either brand new buildings or major renovations, at least. Interim Superintendent Laura Peril says district leaders have a lot of goals for this proposal, one being that they just hope to get on a better pattern of facilities maintenance rather than being on this deferred maintenance sort of cycle and letting it pile up. But there's also an equity factor here, too. Here's how Peril explained it.
Build BPS as an opportunity not just to build new buildings, but to also look at expanding equity, access to quality, and driving toward smoother transitions and pathways for students.
Kerry Young, if there's one thing we know from watching Boston public schools over the years, is that no plan is set in stone. This one isn't a done deal yet, so what comes next?
You're right. The school committee will be meeting tonight, and that is open to the public. We are expected to have a revised plan by December, though. The school committee is expected to vote on that at that time.
WBUR Edify reporter Kerry Young, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.